to the Praying Wife podcast. I am your host, Corrine Cash. And on today's episode, I really wanted to share with you a session that we did at the Refresher Prayer Group where I talked about how important it is for us to love unconditionally. Here's the kicker, even when it hurts. So I pray that you are blessed.
As women, as wives, we often find ourselves in situations where loving unconditionally becomes a challenge, right? Especially when there's an offense, when something has been done, when it hurts. And we face moments of disappointment. We face moments of betrayal. We face times of misunderstanding. And all of this can make it very tempting to either withhold our love completely or to respond to the situation with bitterness or to just simply seek revenge in whatever form or fashion that may be. However, I'm here to remind us all that the Bible that we follow teaches us a different way. It teaches us to love in a way that transcends human understanding, in a way that empowers us and allows us to love even in times when it is difficult. And this love is a true reflection of the heart of Christ. And this is where he wants us to get. And we know in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it goes through, Paul provides us with a beautiful description of love. And this love goes beyond mere emotions. This love that we are called to portray is not based on feelings. It's not about how we feel in the moment. It's not about our hurt. It's not about our emotions. But this love is grounded in the character of God. The love is patient. It's kind. It's not easily angered. It doesn't seek its own interests, but it looks out for the well-being of others. This love is grounded in the character of God, and it serves as a guide for how we should relate to others, not just in times when everything is okay, but how we should relate to others in times when we are hurt. And it calls for us to be patient, kind, forgiving, even when we want to do the opposite. And I think one of the most profound examples that Christ and God, that they left for us is Romans 5 and 8. It says, God demonstrates his own love for us when we were yet sinners, he died for us. So when we are sinning, when we are hurting him, when we are not being our best selves, when we are, hurt, feel making him disappointed. You know, we can disappoint God when we do, even when all of that was going on, we were the ones that were offending him. He still sent his son and died for us while we were yet sinners. And this is the biggest example that God could leave us to show us that even when someone hurts you, when someone wrongs you, when someone disappoints you, when someone betrays you, all of this, this is the time when we are called to stand up and display a type of love that confuses the world. Because the world would say, if this person hurts you, cut him off. That's it. Oh, he did this to you. Stop speaking to him. Oh, he betrayed me. I'm going to, step out of my marriage. There's logical, emotional, wrong ways that we can handle situation, but God is calling us to grow higher, to step into a different realm, to truly be his hands, his feet, his ears, to represent him. And one thing about representing him is doing things when it hurts. Like to be betrayed, it hurts. To be wrong, to feel like you've been wronged, it hurts. But God is telling us today, we are called to love. And when we talk about loving unconditionally, there was just, I think, three or four practical application or practical steps that I wanted to leave with us this morning. And the very first thing is to choose forgiveness. Now, we've covered forgiveness a few times, and I think we would have to continue to cover this because it's so important. We have to choose forgiveness. The scripture for this one, though, there are many. But Colossians 3 and 13, it says, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And when we're hurt, if we're honest, forgiveness can be a very difficult, seemingly impossible choice to make. Yet Jesus still calls us to forgive as he forgave us. Remember, Jesus also walked the earth, and it's so important that we remember that he came into bodily form. So he went through and experienced a lot of things, a lot of hurt, a lot of disappointment, a lot of betrayal, even within the disciples. And so even when they asked him, well, how many times? His response still 70 times seven. He understands. It's not like we can say, well, God, you don't understand. These people down here are crazy. Or you don't understand my husband's acting up. Or you don't understand this girl's done this like 10 times. He said he understands, but it does not matter. We are called to forgive. We have to choose to release any bitterness, choose to release the resentment, to extend forgiveness to those who have wronged you. So, number one, we have to make the decision, the choice to forgive, no matter how hard it is. Yes, I acknowledge it is hard, but it is necessary. It is necessary. We cannot love unconditionally if we are harboring unforgiveness. So, the first thing that we have to do is make the choice to forgive. Not that it's going to be completely great overnight. It is a process. However, it starts with the choice to forgive. The second thing we have to do is practice patience. One of the fruits of the spirit, we know them all, love, joy, peace, patience, all of the other good things, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But loving unconditionally means that we have to be patient even when it is hard. Remember that love is patient. That's also found in the First Corinthians description of what love is. And God's timing is perfect, right? We have to remember that God's timing is perfect. Why won't he change now? God's timing is perfect. Why won't you do patience? We have to allow God to work in the situation, and we have to trust that he is in control. The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Do not become weary in loving, even in times when it hurts, because in the proper time, as you're patient, as you're forgiving, as you're loving, you will see the reward. You will reap the harvest. Do not give up. Be patient. As Colossians, I think 3:12, as God's chosen people, we are to clothe ourselves in compassion, clothe ourselves in kindness, in humility, in gentleness, and in patience. All of these, again, fruits of the Spirit. If we want to say that we want to display the character of Christ, we want to be more like Christ, being patient, being loving, being forgiving, all of these make up that. And it's so important that we don't lose sight of this. It's the even when it hurts part, because all of this that I'm saying is so easy to do for someone that is nice to you, that's never broken your heart, that's never said a bad word to you. But this comes in when they do something that makes you feel a type of way, when there is a spirit of offense, loving unconditionally. So one was forgiving, two was practicing patience, three, seeking God's wisdom and his guidance. Now, the Bible tells us if we lack wisdom, we don't know how to respond in a particular situation. We don't know what to do. We don't know what the wise choice is. If you lack wisdom, ask God, who gives graciously without finding fault, right? Ask God, go to God in prayer, seek his wisdom, seek his guidance in moments of uncertainty when we're not sure, in moments when we're hurt, when we feel pain. This is the time we turn to God's word, not away from it. We have to pray for wisdom. We have to pray for discernment. We have to pray for a heart that seeks reconciliation. Pray for our hearts to be melted when we feel those walls going up. Like, you know, when you feel like there's a separation or a gap between you and someone that you're in a relationship with, whether that's your spouse, whether that's a coworker, whether that's somebody in your family or whoever, or a friend, you know when there's a gap. And those are the times when we have to pray, God, let there be nothing in me that separates me from your love, that presents something that keeps me away from you. Close that gap, God. Pray for your heart. Pray for discernment. Tell me what to say. How should I address this, God? How can I close this up? How can I come back in right standing? Because we know that he said that if we're before him in prayer, in praise, whatever it is, with our gifts to him, and we remember that someone has something against us, we need to leave the gift at the altar and go and be reconciled. And so there's always this, when there's a gap between you and someone else, there's a gap in your relationship with the Father. Because he is telling us, if you're talking to me and you're praising me and there is a gap somewhere, there's some type of offense somewhere, there's something that's broken, go and deal with that and then come back to me. And so we are, if you are not sure, God is saying, pray, ask me for discernment. I will tell you, the Holy Spirit will quicken you, but ask him for that discernment. Ask him for wisdom. These are the times when we have to trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding, to acknowledge him so that he can direct our path. So even when you're like, you're confused, you don't know how to handle a situation, ask him. He wants to give us that guidance. And the last thing is to stay grounded in God's love. Ephesians tells us, it says, be rooted, be established in love together with all of God's holy people. Then we'll be able to truly understand the height and the depth of the love of Christ and to know that the love of Christ surpasses our knowledge. That's in Ephesians 3 and 17 to 19, I believe. But we are called to be rooted, grounded in this love. And we should remind ourselves every single day of God's unconditional love for us. Whether you have to wake up and make a declaration, today I am reminded that God loves me above all. It doesn't matter what I've done, it doesn't matter what I've said. God loves me. And with that same love, as you allow that love to fill you and to strengthen you and to empower you, it will overflow into the relationships that you have. And so, as you make that declaration, I'm reminded of God's love, regardless of what I've done. Say the same thing. And with that love, I extend that same love to those around me. I extend that love to my children. I extend that love to my husband. I extend that love to those who hurt me and betray me. We must be grounded and focused on God's love in the midst of our emotions, in the midst of how we feel at the time, in the midst of the pain, the suffering, the hurt, the heartbrokenness, all of this. In the midst and the middle of that, remind yourself, even when I was yet a sinner, God loved me. I loved me enough to die a painful death on the cross for me so that I can be reconciled to the Father. And this is the love that he is calling us to love deeply, unconditional. That means without condition. Not a, I will love you if you start to do this. I will love you if you stop doing this. Loving unconditionally, no conditions, no strings attached, even when it hurts. And it's a journey of growth when we can start to do that. And it allows us to become more compassionate. It allows us to be more understanding, to see things from different perspectives, to know how to pray, to come against the enemy. Because a lot of times when someone hurts us, it's not a flesh and blood thing, it's a spiritual attack. The enemy wants you, not the person who hurt you, because he knows what pushes your button. He knows what's going to throw you off. He knows what's going to create that gap that keeps widening in. This is what he wants to do, is to separate us from love. But ladies, I can tell you the freedom and the power you will feel when you are able to love without condition, when you are able to look at that sister or look at your husband or look at that friend or look at that coworker and say, you know what? I love you. It's like, despite it all, I still love you. And I pray for you. My prayer is that God will heal you, that God will use you to do mighty things one day. It's staying focused on what the end goal is and who the real enemy is that we are fighting. And we are called to love. And it ultimately brings us closer to God's unwavering love for us to experience that. And so, this call to love, my dear sisters, as Christ has loved us, is a challenge, but it's also a privilege. Like, we're privileged to be able to love even when the world throws up, even when the enemy fights against us in this way. And it inclines and it invites us to rise above our natural, our flesh impulse. And it's a call to forgive because we've been to be been forgiven. It's a call to extend grace even when it's difficult. And so let's remember that loving unconditionally, that this true love is not based on feelings. It's not based on emotions because those are fickle. We feel one way now. 10 minutes later, you may be feeling something else, but it's rooted in God's unchanging character. And as women who are seeking to reflect this love of Christ, it's my prayer today that we lean into his strength, that we trust him to empower us to do this in the midst of the pain and the adversity and through God's grace. My prayer is that our lives will be a testament, that the way that we treat others will be a testimony of how the transformative power of God's love, and that his love never, ever fails. Amen.
Amen, amen. Again, I pray that you were blessed by that session. It is truly my prayer that you would take these words to heart and not just have them as something that you know. Like, I think at some point we always and we know that we should love. We've been commanded to love, but it's loving, choosing to love even in those difficult moments. And so it's my prayer that today, if there's someone that's on your heart that you know that there's still an opportunity for a relationship mending, if there's even if it's your spouse, if there's something that you guys are going through where there's forgiveness that's needed, I pray that the love of God will transcend your understanding, that will quicken you to act on the things that we spoke about and that you heard of today. And so, Father, I thank you for every listener. I thank you, God, that you are God. I thank you that you reign supreme and that you are Lord over our lives. And God, because you are Lord, we will submit, God. We will obey your commandments. God, your word says, if you love me, obey my commandments. And you have commanded us to love. So God, I pray right now for every heart. I pray for healing right now of wounds, whether it's emotional or physical. And we pray right now, God, that you will give us a heart after you, that we can love unconditionally, even when it hurts, God. May you always be glorified from our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Praying Wife podcast. I do pray that you were blessed. Please remember that you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are made in the image of God, and you are loved. We will see you again next time.